This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of the congregational prayers and our ubudiyyah, our servitude to Allah? Now, dear listeners, we've been talking about in many of our programs the importance and the recommendation to attend the congregational prayers, Salatul Jama'ah, in the mosque, and if not possible in the mosque, then of course we can always do these congregational prayers at home, of course at the discretion and the voluntary quality of our family members. Now, one of the things that comes up has to do with the justness of the person who is leading the prayers. Sometimes we make excuses and we say we won't join the congregational prayers because the individual leading the prayers, in our opinion, which most of the time does not have any proofs for that opinion, but anyways, in our opinion, the person is not just. Well, we need to remember, dear listeners, that the justness, the adalat of a person does not mean that they never commit a sin in their whole life, because this quality of never committing a sin in their life is only true with respects to the divine prophets, the anbiya, and the infallible imams, the awliya, and the a'imma, the infallible imams. But the fact that someone has not been seen committing a major sin is in reality enough to regard the person as just. So being just in Islam is not that one never commits a sin, but for the average individual, being just means that first and foremost, we do not commit major sins openly. Two, we do not commit minor sins repeatedly. And then, of course, there are perhaps some other requirements for being just in Islam, which one can refer to their marja.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Rajin, The Whispered Prayer of the Hopeful. Please stay with me. My God, is it good that I come back from your door, turned away in disappointment, while I know of no patron qualified by beneficence but you? How should I have hope in other than you, when the good, all of it, is in your hand? How should I expect from others, when for you are the creation and the command? Should I cut off my hope for you? When you have shown me of your bounty that for which I have not asked? Would you make me have need for my like while I hold fast to your cord? O he through whose mercy the strivers reach felicity, and through whose vengeance the seekers of forgiveness are not made wretched, how should I forget you while you never cease remembering me? How should I be diverted from you while you are my constant watcher?
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were talking about, which was how important it is to go and be a part of congregational prayers, how it is very important and highly recommended to read our prayers, our salat, in a congregational manner. Right? We have said in our programs how there are so many different things which materialistically and spiritually are shown through congregational prayers. Now, of course, we just talked about in the last segment how justice is one of the requirements for a person to lead the prayers, but that justness does not mean infallibility. Interestingly, there's a tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam where he says, well, he was asked actually, how can we identify the just person? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replied, the just person is one who is modest and chaste, who does not draw himself towards sin in eating, speech, and physical carnal desires. The person who is just is one who shuns major sins, such as adultery or usury, intoxicants or fleeing from jihad, which all have been forbidden explicitly by the Holy Quran. One who is just is one who does not desist from attending the congregation of Muslims except under justifiable circumstances. And finally, Imam Sadiq says, such a person is just, and it is unlawful for people to question his shortcomings and to malign and say evil things about such an individual.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Mannan,
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. We were discussing about a very important dictum of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, and that is to have good opinion about Allah, husnul dhann billah. That means being optimistic with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the dictum, Imam says, أحسن الظن بالله. Have a good opinion about Allah. Think positively with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ مَنْ حَسَّنَ ظَنَّهُ بِاللَّهِ. For verily, whosoever has a positive outlook and a positive opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَانَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَ ظَنِّهِ. Allah will be with his positive outlook. It's a beautiful thing that we are told by Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. He says, actually, think positively. Don't say that, oh, you know, there are some people who have the habit that whenever they give money to a poor person, they say, okay, these many tuman of mine have become less now. But if a person is intelligent, he'll say, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Allah will give him tenfold. And Allah is al-Razzaq, dhul quwwat al-mateen. He will give so much. So when a person thinks positively, he says, I will give, but Allah will give me a lot. I have full hope. And you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Kana Allah inda dhannihi. This is actually a principle for us. One of the important things we must realize, and I think it's because of that people actually get confused, is that they just look at the majestic attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is known as al-asma al-jalaliya lillah. Like for example, al-qahhar, al-muntaqim, al-jabbar. That's how we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we look at Him like that, we are afraid always about Him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. We're talking about our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah, and how congregational prayers in various ways increases and strengthens our ubudiyya. So we had talked about in the previous segments how being just is a requirement of leading the congregational prayers. And so indirectly, this teaches all of us that we should be, and we must be just in our own lives. But we also said that being just in our lives does not mean that we are infallible. And then, of course, we talked about the beautiful tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, who told us how to identify a just person. But not only did he tell us how to identify a just person, he also told us how we can be a just person. He had said to be modest and chaste, to refrain from the various sins which are included in eating and speech and carnal desires. Of course, sins in eating, meaning overeating or eating things which are haram and prohibited. Sins in speech, such as lying and cheating and deception. And of course, the sins of carnal desires, which have their own haram and halal. Also, one who is just is the one who refrains from major sins which are explicitly forbidden in the Quran, and one who does not purposely stay away from attending the congregation of Muslims except under justifiable circumstances. These again all things which we should include in our lives, which will increase our ubudiyya. And here, one last thing. We were talking about general circumstances and specifically perhaps for men, but it does apply for both men and women. Yet we have a tradition here at the end of our program from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth divinely appointed Imam of the household of the Holy Prophet, who says regarding the justness of a woman, he says, the fact that a woman observes the Islamic dress code, the hijab, and belongs to a respectable family, she obeys her husband, and she refrains from unscrupulous acts and unpleasant gestures, shows that she is just, she is adil. Two very beautiful traditions from the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, teaching us what it is to be just, whether we are men or we are women. And by the grace of Allah in this program, we learned how the congregational prayers helps in order to increase, enhance, and strengthen our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah.
لبيت لك
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.